I don't know how far my voice goes, yeah. but with Bisamia, I think that
he should be maintained.
He should be maintained as an IGP.
Mm.
Because you see, all over the years, we have been asking for a non-partisan
police
service.
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
We have been clamoring to let the police service be professional. Is that not so? Mm-hmm. Okay. The police service can only be professional when people so appointed transcend the appointing authority onto another regime.
Yeah.
That is when we can assess their professionalism very well.
Yeah.
I get my argument. So, he was appointed by Nana Akufo-Addo. Mm. And indeed, even within the Nana Akufo-Addo regime, I think Dampare has done very well.
He has.
Yes.
Yes.
So if he's able to transcend
that's still our maintain
that professionalism, the best way to assess him is when he is working for a regime that did not appoint him. That is when we can assess him. Unless some people know certain things that I do not know. I'm talking about how I see him perform on the face value. The police service and other services need very critical reform.
Mm.
Why can't someone rise professionally within the ranks and become an IGP? Why can't somebody rise within the ranks and become CDS? Why can't somebody rise within the ranks and become Director General of Ghana Education Service? We need to allow the public organizations to perform professionally as established in the Public Services Acts and Principles.
Yeah.
That is when we can hive the public service from partisan political interest. And Obi, you know, this has been our argument all over the years. If we don't get to that state, look, do you know that by his directive, the security services did not take guns to the police.
Police station. Run out for guns and call police stations and even coalition centers.
So the killings it was not from the police.
Yeah, in free police.
It was from the citizens.
The civilians are no more equal. Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. Nowhere in the civil. I've been an election observer in Ghana and outside Ghana for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with CODIRO since 1992.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Nowhere in the civil world are security agencies allowed to take guns
to polling stations.
To polling station, because polling activity is purely a civil responsibility towards the nation. And that is what he has said.
Maybe so like I said, that decision didn't embolden party facts.
It is not true.
Party tax, a cocoa bowl coalition centers. But they knew the police officers were not armed.
No. The mistake we have been making is to think that whenever security agencies are holding guns,
and then
it is not true.
Okay,
ask any security expert, they will tell you that the presence of the ammunition rather agitate and embolden certain people to misbehave.
Mm.
Ask any security or any psychologist, when you create a police state.
Mm-hmm.
The tendency for people to act violently increases.
Very,
very, very high. And look, Obi, and your Obi and Nam Krumah or Tisa Wu on the meal. Look at what happened to those two soldiers in Obuasi.
Yeah.
Those two soldiers were not acting on the instruction of their bosses.
Yeah.
They were holding guns. In fact, one of them cocked the gun. And yet some people attacked them to take the guns away from them. We would have had more casualties. The police were holding guns in the various
police stations and coalition centers.
Hmm. So I think that his instruction have saved lives.